Okay, so do you remember the first time when you like told somebody that you were behind Musica Toronto?
Yeah, and it was so intimidating.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like people don't, like, I feel like people wouldn't get it.
Yeah. And like, I think that's part of the reason why we didn't tell our friends and family for so long after creating the account. It took us so long to tell our friends and family.
I mean, the first time I told my friends, I was so embarrassed. I was like, are they gonna get it?
And these are like Italian friends.
Yeah, I was like, okay, what if I tell them this? Like, it's gonna be an account about like young modern music that's being made in Italy today. Are they gonna just look at me and like?
Were you afraid of like them judging you because it's not about Albano?
Exactly, because I know that that's what they know Italian music to be, in Italian culture is just like it just revolves around that. So it was like,
yeah, and it's also like I think you're apprehensive because you're like, are these people gonna judge me and be like, who are you to say like what Italian music is? Like,
I know.
Where did you get the authority to speak on like what music is popular right now and what I should listen to?
I remember we even like waited a couple of months before we followed our own family members. Mm-hmm.
And then we followed them and we didn't tell them. We just wanted to see if people were interested in this topic.
Yeah, and we wanted to see, like, do they actually like the music that we're sharing?
It was sort of like a social experiment, actually. Yeah. A lot of our account is a social experiment. We didn't want to show our faces, and so we've kept it anonymous. And I think even, like, behind our segments, like...
Yeah, like the interviews. Yeah. Remember the interview series that we started off with?
The 30 Secondi Con.
Yeah, we were inspired by this YouTube series. Yeah, YouTube trend where, like... I think people would just message a bunch of celebrities to see like who would actually respond to them. And we're like, okay, let's try this out.
Yeah. And it was pretty crazy because we reached out to a bunch of people and some of them actually responded.
Yeah. And at that time we had like 300 followers.
Maybe that. Yeah. And then I think that was like interesting for us because once we saw that we didn't really need many people to be following us, and we would reach out to these artists and just tell them that we're Canadians who listen to their music, mm-hmm. and we were super excited and like wanted them to come to Canada someday. And then like they shared their excitement with like back with us, and that made us feel like, oh, okay, like maybe there is something here.
Mm-hmm. And maybe we are on the right track.
Yeah.
Okay, so why did we start a music page?
And not like soccer or food.
I mean, like, that would have been the safe choice because everybody already loves food and calcio.
Yeah, but those are all oversaturated. Those, like, there are so many accounts out there that already talk about Italian food, Italian music of the past, mm-hmm. Italian soccer.
I think music just runs in our blood.
Yeah. I mean, for those of you that don't know, Erica and I are siblings in our 20s, and our parents were both born in Italy. Erica and I were born in Canada. Our dad is from the region of Campania, and our mom's from the region of Molise. And... I mean, like, our dad moved to Canada.
In his mid-20s?
Yeah, and so he studied music, and he's a classically trained musician.
And even though our mom came to Canada when she was only a baby, I think she still has pretty strong ties to the culture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right? It's interesting how she didn't become, like, a manja cake.
Yeah, because she was, like, not even a year old when she came to Canada.
Wait, disclaimer. What's a manja cake?
So a manja cake is what Italian people used to call...
White folk
who ate bread.
Yeah, toast bread.
Who ate toast bread. Because now toast bread just looks like cake.
Yeah, and now like the term has kind of evolved.
To mean anyone that's not Italian.
Or even a person that could identify as Italian, but they just don't...
They aren't deemed as... like
Italian enough.
Italian enough, yeah.
Yeah. Like, you do something, like, give an example.
It's like someone who pronounces the Italian words wrong. Like,
okay.
You're trying to speak Italian, but, like, you get called a mungia cake because, like, you say it wrong or with the wrong accent.
Or if you're, like, a picky eater and you don't want to eat something that, like, nonna would make.
Yeah.
And then you'd get called out.
Okay, so, yeah, it's interesting how mom did not become a mungia cake, per se, even though she came here so young. So, so both of our parents speak dialect.
Mm-hmm. So that's all we really hear here.
Yeah, and then our mom would tell us about her record collection, and she used to listen to records from Umberto Tozzi and look at all the lyrics on the LP cover and use those, and that's how she would learn standard Italian.
Yeah. We kind of got this idea, like...
Oh, well, yeah, you learn these, like, when your parents share these things with you, you come to see them as value, like you come to appreciate them, and you come to see them as valuable, and you're like, oh, okay, like you take mm-hmm. on the same value. So it's like one of our parents studied music, and then our mom used music to help her stay connected to the culture mm-hmm. and learn the language. And so when your parents share these things with you, it just sort of becomes ingrained in you, and you just take on those values as well. And you're mm-hmm. like, okay, I can use music in the same way. And I think that's how we just sort of held on to we've always held on to Italian music as a way to keep us connected to our heritage.
Yeah. And I mean, I remember ever since we were young, we'd always be listening to Italian music in the car. Mm-hmm. We'd have like these kitchen dance parties.
Yeah,
like,
with our Zia.
Yeah.
Yeah. We would turn on like our burned CDs of random artists like Gemelli Diversi, and we would just turn it on and we would like sing and go crazy in the kitchen,
like a conga line around yeah, the table.
Conga line around the kitchen table. So like we have these really like fond memories of Italian growing up listening to Italian music, and it was really the soundtrack to our entire upbringing. Mm-hmm. It was always playing in the background of at all our events,
like weddings and.
Yeah, but even just like birthday when we parties. Would have like birthday parties at our cousins' houses and yeah. like
for dinners. Yeah,
for dinner, like yeah. dinner music. So like we would be listening to Andrea Bocelli, or we would listen to Rondo Veneziano.
Yes, yes.
And like that sort of would be the soundtracks to our family get-togethers. Uh-huh. And then our cousins yes. loved listening to like more of the modern pop music.
Of like the early 2000s. Mm-hmm. So you have like Neck
and Laura Pausini. And so we would hear that all the time. We would like go downstairs and like listen to the music together.
Yeah, like have a little karaoke party.
Yeah. And so I think music was just always there. It was like it surrounded us. It was always present in our lives. Mm-hmm. Given that our dad came here when he was already in his mid-20s, he already had his understanding of Italian culture, and he listened to classical music, and he had some maybe artists that he listened to. Mm-hmm. But since our mom grew up in Toronto, she really relied on the Italian Canadian radio station and all of their events and to sort of keep connected to the Italian culture. And so I think, you know, her bringing us to all of those events growing up kept us in touch, it kept yeah. us like.
And those were such great memories, like going to those little picnics and then having an Italian artist yeah. there. And then you'd also see like you'd see so many people from the Italian Canadian community all gathered there to celebrate their culture and yeah. to celebrate the music and to celebrate being Italian.
Yeah, like what could be better? We grew up listening to Neck and Laura Pausini with our cousins, and then all of a sudden they're in Toronto performing on a stage and you get to sing along to
and
them.
It was so funny because like we actually knew the lyrics when we were so small.
Yeah.
And we'd just be singing along. I wonder what those artists were thinking. Like, how do these Canadian people know the words to my song?
Yeah. I think it was just something natural for us to continue wanting to go to these events and taking part in these events that made us feel closer to Italy. And so that's what we did.
We love going to the concerts, but at some point we kind of realized that we were the only young people there.
Yeah.
And we just kind of felt like, how come our friends aren't here? How come the people in our community our age are not here? Mm-hmm. Like, what's going on? Now we're in our 20s and the audience at these concerts are
mostly
seniors.
Yeah.
So what went wrong?
I think there aren't very many institutions that are speaking to the youth anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's like they're sort of out of touch with what the youth wants. And I think that it's unfortunate that there aren't more young people and that we don't know where to find young. We didn't know where to find young people like us mm-hmm. that were into Italian music. People that you could just talk to about a random artist that's popular right yeah. now in Italy.
You can't even ask them like, do you like this new song?
Yeah,
because they're just gonna give you a strange look and they're gonna be like, the only Italian artist I know is Umberto Tozzi
yeah. or Toto Cutugno. And so I think that's why we turned to social media, because we said everyone's on social media, all of our friends are there, and if there's going to be any place that we can find this community, it's going to be on social media. And so we chose Instagram because we also wanted somewhere to sort of document what was going on in the Italian Canadian community in terms of music events, and also to share some of the things that we were interested in, because we were at that time we were discovering a lot of new music.
Yeah, back in 2019 I felt like that's when we really, really got into it. Mm-hmm. And we were discovering so many new artists on our own, actually, because I mm-hmm. feel like we have the radio and they're great. They give us a lot of songs. Like, we've been listening to it since we were young. But then we kind of got to this point where we're like, why not do some research on our own? Why not discover maybe there's more to the culture mm-hmm. that we really don't know about.
So the both of us also studied Italian up until post-secondary.
I mean, I'm by no means fluent, but I'd say that I can understand the language.
Mm-hmm. And so I think that also worked
to our advantage.
To our advantage, for sure. Because
I mean, we're familiar with our family dialects, but without standard Italian, you know, it's kind of hard to understand what's happening in the Italian music industry.
Mm-hmm. And you're not going to really know where to look. But I think we want people to know that you don't need to be fluent in Italian to understand or appreciate yeah. Italian music.
And I think it's also funny how people have reached out to us on our account and they just like automatically assume that we were born and raised in Italy, when the reality is, well, no.
We were born and raised in the six. And like, even Italian artists that have reached out to us and they're like questioning, like,
how can this be real?
Yeah.
It's like, how can these two Canadians have such an extensive knowledge about the current Italian music scene?
And why are they so invested in it?
Do you actually remember that one time when we got our first hate message?
It was from a young Italian Canadian who was very upset that our account didn't focus on Irichie Poveri and Albano. And they were actually very offended that we weren't paying tribute to the great Italian songs like Felicità or Sarà Perché Ti Amo.
And I mean, over time, it's as if these songs have become part of this, I don't know, Italian music starter pack, mm-hmm. right? And if you're not actively listening to them, you're deemed to be like a fake Italian.
Exactly. Yeah, I think receiving that message really reminded us why we feel different from some of our Italian Canadian peers. It's like we've grown past that era.
Don't get me wrong. We also used to listen to those songs when we were growing up. But I don't feel like they should be the entire definition of Italian culture. Because doesn't that just play into the stereotype that Italian culture is something fossilized and it's never really evolved?
Mm-hmm, I agree.
Looking back, 2019 was definitely a turning point for Italian music. And for us, really.
Mm-hmm.
That was the year that Mahmood had won Sanremo. And I think he really challenged the public's perception of what it means to be Italian and what music should actually represent Italy. You know, at that time, that moment seems so controversial, but I think if a similar singer had won a competition, let's say, in North America, it probably wouldn't have been so shocking.
Mm-hmm. I guess that just goes to show how Italy is still progressing, and there's still a lot of work that needs to be done to combat those stereotypes. You know what? I think that's what really fueled us to create Musica Toronto that same year. We wanted to showcase like that there's more to Italian music and culture and normalize a more comprehensive definition.
And I think for me personally, I just really wanted to fill in that gap and bring people up to date, because I feel like they weren't in tune with today's Italy.
Yeah, that idea of being stuck in the past.
Exactly. And we wanted to show the world that Italian music goes beyond opera, folk, and tarantella.
Yeah, 100%. And I think it was about time that somebody created a community for youth by youth. One that like gives space to new voices and differing perspectives.
At the end of the day, Italy is changing, and I think it's time we start talking about it.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Erica.
And we're the minds behind Musica Toronto.